will be the chosen son. We're talking number one pick on the home of Phoenix Suns basketball, 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
At Suns TK. Suns color analyst Tim Kempton has grabbed the Coulter Automotive Group sports line.
Timmy.
And Tim's old, so we'll ask him this question. Tim, were you a big disco guy?
No, I never caught the disco era, and the disco era wanted me no part of it.
Good morning. Leisure suits whatsoever in your closet, Timmy?
Come on. I figured in New York City, let's go. And TK joins us, Suns color analyst, to talk about the Suns' number one pick in the NBA draft. Just put this in perspective for a second. As long as you've been associated with the Suns as a player, broadcaster, and as long as you've been in the game of basketball itself, is this the biggest offseason you've ever seen in Suns history?
With the Suns, probably. You know, the other one that was pretty big was getting Barkley in the offseason and opening the new arena downtown. So,
yeah.
But when you have the excitement of Devin Booker, of Josh Jackson, of Igor Kokoshkov, and then the number one pick on top of it, it's pretty big. The number one pick doesn't come around that often, especially for the Phoenix Suns. So
yeah.
It definitely is an exciting offseason.
Every 51 Suns, years.
Yeah, the Suns are definitely basking in the glow, that's for sure.
You know, again, it's the Lou Alcindor scourge. You know, just the fact that here they are, Timmy. I think this is – we're on the precipice of a momentous franchise-changing day for the Phoenix Suns. Am I being melodramatic here? Am I overstating that?
No, not at all. You know, especially with the accolades that everybody's given DeAndre Ayton as someone that could be a game changer for the next 10 to 15 years with his skill set, and then along with the other players that he has here, he's another piece, but a huge piece to it. And as you said, this could put the Suns back in championship contention in, you know, 3, 4, 5 years with the addition of other players. So I don't think you're being melodramatic at all.
The great idea of having Tim Kempton on today is something that maybe a lot of you didn't associate with what we can do with TK here, and that is the fact that he knows Charles Barkley very well, he knows the Suns' history very well, but you are also a European basketball player, and so therefore when one of the arguments pro Doncic is that he's an all-star, he's an MVP doing it against men as an 18-year-old in the European leagues. And Barkley said, wait a minute. If he's doing it against the European leagues, that's a knock on the league, not a confidence in him.
I don't trust foreign competition. I have nothing against foreign players. I just don't know what type of competition. And they're like, at 18 years old, he was the MVP. Well, that tells me he's playing against competition.
You know the competition better. What does it say to you that Doncic is a dominant force at 18 in a European league?
Well, I think it tells you that he's going to be a very good player. He definitely has basketball skills. He's dedicated to the game. He works very hard. But I'm along the lines of Charles here. The European leagues are not as strong as the NBA. They never have been. We're getting better Europeans to come out of Europe, but they're making the jump to America, obviously, and the NBA. It's due to the money factor, but it's still a notch below. I would take the Villanova team that won the championship this year and put them up against Real Madrid in a series, and I'd probably take Villanova in that series. So it's very good competition, but again, it's not at the NBA level. So there's still some room for Doncic to get better and to show himself against better competition, and that's the risk you take, because the first time he goes up against that competition, it's going to be the first week of the NBA season.
So, Timmy, I know you're walking around the arena, right? I mean, you walk around the arena, you have access, right? I mean, you're on the inside of this, and the organization is going on. Have you heard any DeAndre Ayton stories that you could pass along to us at all?
Well, Wolf, you're right. I do walk around the arena. I do have the inside. If you want to know what kind of wax they're using on the Esplanade to get that concrete nice and shiny. I can give you all that. The security guys, the maintenance guys, we're close. We are tight, dude. But, you know, basketball ops keeps a tight lip up
yes.
there. So, well, you know, they like – Wolf, and I'm sure it's the same way for you over at Cardinals camp. They love to see you walk in the building, but they love to see you leave the building, too.
We feel the same way about Wolf.
You're right about
building,
that, no doubt. Honest. But what about his demeanor? Well, just going through your research, tell me about what lies within, because you know, Timmy, where I'm going with this. You know that's what I value.
Obviously, he's already made a connection with some of the Suns players. I think, you know, his demeanor is phenomenal. He's young. He's exciting. He wants to have fun. And he's already connected with the Suns players. They were there watching him work out. You know, they spent some time together without coaches, without GMs, without front office people around socially after that. So I think he wants to be a part of Phoenix. I think the young guys really are looking forward to it, of him being a part of the Phoenix Suns. I think his demeanor fits in very well. And, you know, we make fun of the process and the timeline hashtags, but there has to be, you know, something for these guys to rally around. And mm-hmm. I think DeAndre Ayton fits in perfectly with Josh Jackson and mm-hmm. Devin Booker and Tyler Ulis and everything like that. So I really like him as a person.
Suns color analyst Tim Kempton joining Doug and Wolf. So officially, I know we've asked you before, but now you're, you know, almost 30 hours away from the draft. Are you taking DeAndre Ayton? Are you all in? Ayton is the number one pick if Tim Kempton's the GM?
No, I'm switching. I'm going with Mo Bamba.
I want both. Okay, you know what? You brought it up, so I'm bringing it up.
Yeah, Derek.
I want both. I'm not nuts here. I want both. Find a way, 16, 59, the Heat pick, future first-round picks. What's it going to take? I want both on this team. Do you like Bamba, too?
I do like Bamba, but at the first pick, it's Ayton. DeAndre
yes.
Ayton shoots
yes.
the ball better. I think his footwork, you know, you can still throw it into him in the low post if you need to go get a bucket. We've seen, you know, clips of him where he's got good footwork, good, decent moves around the basket. That's something the Suns haven't had. And sometimes, you know, and you may think I'm crazy, but you look in the playoff situation, sometimes you need a bucket. You need to throw it in
yes.
the low post. We've been
yes.
using Devin Booker, but it would be nice to have a 7-footer down there to be able to throw in, get to the free, you know, and one, get to the free throw line and make the free throw as well.
Wish Mike D'Antoni was listening to that.
Timmy, honestly, have you ever been so down in the mouth? Have you ever been so down that you just kind of curled up in a corner and metaphorically picked away at a scab on your elbow? Have you ever done that, Tim? Just asking, because honestly...
Yeah, once in a while.
Honestly, Timmy, if they don't draft DeAndre Ayton, it's going to take me some days to get over the fact that DeAndre Ayton, this guy, I just think he's generational talent. I totally believe that. You look at his production, I think he's going to be a 2010 guy when he walks into the league, and yet he's got all this upside, all this potential. I'm going to be crushed if, in fact, they don't draft DeAndre Ayton.
Wolf, if they don't draft DeAndre Ayton, I've got a corner table waiting for you and me down at Marley's downtown, and I got the first 10 rounds. You got the next 10.
Hey,
I can only have one,
Tim,
all right? One, and I'm done.
He's not lasting 20 rounds. Come
but
on.
Let me tell you, Timmy, I will be crushed about it. Sounds like you will as well.
Yeah, I think I would be too, just looking at all the things. And, you know, I'd like to think I know a little bit about basketball. I think he fits in well. I think he fits in well with what everybody's talking about basketball in today's day and age. You know, is he a stretch five? No, but he shoots up. He's got great athletic ability. He finishes strong around the rim. You know, he gets up and down the court. He seems like a great kid with a great work ethic, and I think he'd fit in with these other guys. So there's always an if with a 18, 19, 20-year-old kid, but I think he checks enough boxes. And, yeah, I'd be disappointed if he wasn't the first pick.
Good talk, TK, and have fun tomorrow night. Good to talk to you.
Thanks a lot, guys.